So the epistle for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, who according to God is created in justice and holiness of truth. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking yea, the truth every man with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your anger. Give not place to the devil. He that stole, let him now steal no more, but rather let him labor, which working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have something to give to him that suffereth need. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who made a marriage for his son. And he sent his servants to call them that were invited to the marriage, and they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell them that were invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My beeves and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come ye to the marriage.' But they neglected and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise, and the rest laid hands on his servant, and having treated them contemptuously, put them to death. But when the king had heard of it, he was angry. And sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The marriage indeed is ready, but they that were invited were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, call to the marriage.' And his servants going forth into the ways gathered together all that were found, both good and bad, and the marriage was filled with guests. And the king went in to see the guest, and he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how comest thou in hither not having on a wedding garment?' But he was silent. Then the king said to the waiters, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" Please be seated. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned to you, this coming Wednesday is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And so, just to, obviously we know kind of the background of the Rosary itself. It was something that St. Dominic was given to by Our Lady in 1214. So we see it's from the 13th century. But one, it was something that he was preaching for a long time with zeal against the heresy of the Albigensians. But at the time, few were coming back to the church. And so with St. Dominic, he redoubled his prayers and his penitential works. As you can see, even then, he thought of the same ideas of prayer and penance in order to try to get a message from heaven, to try to get an answer from them. But then he asked the Queen of Heaven, since he was working for the salvation of souls, he asked for the help that he needed to try to overcome and to fight against this heresy that was trying to destroy the church. And so since he was working for the salvation of souls, Our Lady appeared to him and taught him the Rosary. So therefore, then he could go out and also to teach this devotion as a means, as a weapon, as something then to fight against. Okay, we have the enemies against the church, but then now also asking for the graces that are necessary to help souls to come back to the church. But as I say, then to fight against this heresy. So the fruit of his preaching, souls did return back to the church, and now the devotion was spread. And so therefore it would go out, and we have obviously how important that the Rosary is. Through the Rosary it also gained the victory for the Christians against the Turks on October 7th, 1571, and thus instituted the Feast of the Holy Rosary. One, to show the importance of that, the devotion to Our Lady, but then also that it would be this powerful weapon to use in time of need, whether in time of temptation, whether in time of trial, but then we see for the good of the church. St. Pope Pius XII had said, "There is no surer means of calling down God's blessings upon a family than praying the family rosary." And obviously, we've talked many times on the need of the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the need also of the family rosary, of asking for the blessings for the family that prays together, stays together, but also as something that Our Lady of Fatima had also asked for all souls to do also, the importance of the rosary. And obviously, since we just had the statue, the Fatima statue, traveling around, we had it visit and bless our chapel, I think it's a good reminder to us of the devotion that we should have. And especially this month that is dedicated to her Holy Rosary. One, if you're not praying a family rosary, this is the month to start. And God willing, this is the month that will continue it on for you. To make that time for the family rosary. Obviously, we're all busy. We always have things to do. But I think we have to see the importance of the rosary for our families. In teaching the children the family rosary, having the family come together to pray together. Maybe it's not often that you have that opportunity for that. Maybe morning and evening prayers is difficult to be able to get everyone's schedule together. And so the family rosary is an important time for that. You know, whether you do it before dinner, after dinner, whatever it may be. But to try to set a time and establish a time for that. So then for the family, it is the reminder. It's time for the rosary. It is time to pray together as a family. And so obviously, as I say, with Our Lady of Fatima, she encouraged the three children to have this devotion to the rosary. But I think through the rosary also, it gives us courage in our trials, as you see, with the battle, obviously, against the Turks, the victory that the Christians won from that. It's also a means of preserving our faith, as we see with St. Dominic battling the Albigensian heresy. But it's also a means of converting sinners. St. Louis de Montfort had said, "Let me but place my rosary around a sinner's neck and he will not escape me." Illustrating and showing the power that the rosary has. But these are also the graces and blessings that the family will gain from that. If you look at your bulletin after the sermon, you will see the different promises that are for the praying of the rosary. The listing of those, I mean, it's something important to read through to see how important that the Church gives us about the idea of the rosary and the praying of the rosary. I mean, do we realize how many promises are attached to that? I mean, do we realize what then Our Lady is offering to us? So as I say, I mean, you see that with the quote of St. Louis de Montfort, that's enough for us to want to pray more rosaries, to convert people. To help people, yes. The beauty of the rosary itself. I think that's for us also. Sometimes people will say, well, it's kind of monotonous saying the rosary. I mean, there's certainly a reason why we have the repetition of the prayers. Because we don't necessarily have to think on exactly, okay, what is the prayer that I'm saying, or have to read it. That it allows us then to meditate upon the mysteries of the rosary. Because of that repetition of the Our Fathers, the Hail Marys, it allows you then to meditate then on the mysteries of our Lord's life. The joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious mysteries. It allows you then to see the summary of our Lord's life. But then also to look at and to see what our Lord has suffered for every single one of us. And then also the promise of heaven for all of us. And so from that, it shows again this idea and this sense of the importance of the rosary, giving you the chance to meditate, giving you the chance to think about that. It, you know, just yesterday was First Saturday. There has been a very good attendance since Father Arabadge is probably scared of you all into making the First Saturdays. There's been a good attendance with the First Saturdays of then giving us that opportunity to meditate on the rosary. one of the mysteries or several of the mysteries. In making these first Saturdays that Our Lady has asked, again coming to us from Our Lady of Fatima, but it asks from us for 15 minutes to meditate upon a mystery or many of the mysteries of the Rosary. In order to fulfill these first Saturdays. And so that's where then Sister Lucia had said that it will help to sanctify the souls by the praying of the Rosary. Of having this devotion. It consoles our Lord and it also obtains graces for souls. So you see how powerful that the Rosary can be. Of what it can do for our own soul, but then obviously for other souls too. And what we can gain for them through our praying of the Rosary. And it's certainly also the weapon that has been given to us for these end times. The Rosary, devotion to the Immaculate Heart. But it also will be the crown that we can store in heaven. And a lot of times we consider and we think about the rosaries that we pray as a bouquet of roses that we give to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we offer to our mother. I mean, it's a good imagery for us. A lot of times when we can bring flowers or roses to Our Lady, but also the praying of the rosary is something that we can also give to her. And so think about that in this month. As I mentioned, even if it means just making sure that your family prays the family rosary together. If that's what you can gain from this month, that's a great grace for you. If you're already praying a family rosary, well then maybe consider adding an extra decade. A special intention for the family. The perseverance of the family and their souls to get to heaven. You know, adding an extra decade. Again, this 3-5 minutes that we're adding. Being able to offer that to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if you also have the opportunity, the time, to maybe pray an extra rosary. As I say, on the Feast of the Holy Rosary, we'll say the 15 decades together in front of the Blessed Sacraments, especially offering it for this Synod and trying to gain the good results from that. It is something that is necessary for us. And so that's where we see that heaven has promised us many graces for the praying of the rosary, has also offered that as a consolation to us in times of trial, in times of temptation, to pray the rosary or to try to convert someone. If there's a loved one that maybe you would like to try to help to convert, think about the praying of the rosary for them, specifically offering it for their intention, for their conversion. Our Lady will definitely hear our prayers. Our Lady will definitely want to answer these prayers for the good of other souls, just as we have seen throughout history of what the rosary can offer to us. So take advantage of this month that is dedicated to her in her rosary. Ensure that the family has this great devotion. And by this devotion, the graces that will be gained for your families. So we'll leave you with a quote from Sister Lucia. She says, "There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."